Good morning, Kelly Eben.
Good morning, Steve. The top stories. The security situation in Cameroon comes under scrutiny today during a special security meeting to be chaired by the minister delegate at the presidency in charge of defense, Joseph Betia Somo. End-of-year cultural festival showcasing Cameroon's rich heritage, diversity and unity are on the gear across the various communities that make up the 10 regions. And sports, more than 100 professional and amateur cyclists are set to take part in the second edition of the Chantal Biya National Mountain Bike Race that will be launched today in Bagofit, Sun City of the East Region by sports walk and health screening exercise. And those were our top stories. Now the news in full. On high instructions from the head of state, commander-in-chief of the armed forces, the minister delegate at the presidency in charge of defense will today, as from 10 a.m., preside over a special security meeting in Yaoundé. The in-camera session brings together top military and security officials, commanders of the 10 joint military and gendarmerie regions, to evaluate security emergencies, especially in the crisis-hit regions of the country. In a build-up to the 33rd International Day of Persons Living with Disabilities coming up on the 3rd of December this year, the Ministry of Social Affairs is organizing a free awareness-raising campaign on disability prevention, early detection and rehabilitation. It kicks off today as from 8 a.m. at the National Center for Rehabilitation of Persons with Disabilities in Itugebe Yaoundé. Experts attending the second ad hoc Cameroon-Equatorial Guinea border meeting are expressing delight at the spirit in which the proceedings are ongoing. The two parties are reviewing the minutes of their 3-day brainstorming before the document is forwarded to the ministers for their appreciation. On to news and perspective, the 2025 Action Plan for the Cameroon Medical Council, CMC, will come under review in Yaoundé this Friday, November the 29th. The President of the General Assembly of the CMC, Dr. Jules Njebet, made the announcement during a press conference yesterday, highlighting that the discussions will revolve around the theme Social Protection for Physicians. Ahead of the inauguration ceremony of the newly constructed edifice of the National Assembly to take place this Saturday, November the 30th, 2024, the Vice President of the Standing Committee of the Chinese People's National Congress, Mr. Zhang Qingwei, is suspected to arrive the nation's capital today prior to the event to be presided by the Speaker of the National Assembly, the Right Honorable Kavayege Jubiel. Worth noting is that the new National Assembly complex was constructed thanks to financial assistance from the Chinese government, fruit of its strong diplomatic ties with Cameroon. You're listening to the 6:30 a.m. news on the national station of the CRTB. The 10th World Halal Summit has opened in Istanbul, Turkey, with the Turkish Minister of Trade, Professor Ömer Balat, calling on the close to 100 participants or 100 participating countries to strike win-win partnerships. Cameroon's delegation to the summit is led by the Minister Delegate to the Minister of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development, Paul Tassong, who emphasized that the country's participation is ambitious to further her import substitution policy and promote the structuring of value chains. Let's listen to him in this excerpt of an interview proposed to us by our reporter Cyril Nwazike on a special assignment in Istanbul, Turkey.
The government on its part has come here seeking solutions to implement the integrated import substitution policy, the agriculture and fisheries sector, which has been instructed by the head of state. We are looking forward to do what President Biya has always thought, that Cameroon has to feed Cameroonians and Cameroonians have to feed on Cameroon. On the second hand side of that, to accompany this import substitution policy is absolutely important that we proceed by the structuring of the various value chains. And when you talk of structuring value chains, you are looking at the institutional arrangements around value chain organization. Therefore, we have this Center for the Rehabilitation or the Reinforcement of Economic Growth Value Chains in Cameroon. The government is laying a lot of emphasis on the capacity of this center, because we think without their presence, the whole idea of value chain reinforcement may be difficult if the institutional arrangements surrounding the objective are not properly organized.
The minister delegates to the Minister of Economy, Planning and Regional Development, Paul Tasong, interviewed by Cyril Nwazike. We told you in one of our top stories that Cameroon's cultural festivals are in full swing, showcasing the diverse traditions of the country's 10 regions through dance, music and traditional rituals. Among the prominent year-end events are the Ngondo Festival of the Sawa people in the littoral region coming up this Sunday, December the 1st, 2024, the Southwest Cultural Festival scheduled for December the 13th to the 14th, and the Tupuri Kera Winners Feast of the Cock of the Far North region, all tilted towards promoting the harmonious living together that prevails among these communities. The Ministry of Arts and Culture, for its part, is playing a significant role in supporting these festivals, thereby promoting cultural preservation, fostering social cohesion, and boosting tourism across the nation. As you tell us in this report, Joyce Cliff-Tata.
Cultural festivals are vibrant celebrations that showcase the rich tapestry of Cameroon's diverse cultures. These events provide a platform for communities to share their traditions, customs, and languages with others. The Director of Cultural Heritage in the Ministry of Arts and Culture, Edouard Akua Marie-Njel, says these festivals have their peculiarity.
Les festivals culturels.
Cultural festivals are a medium through which the cultural richness of a place is displayed, an opportunity for the sons and daughters of a particular tribe to showcase their culture. And so the Ministry of Arts and Culture accompanies organizers of these festivals, giving them support in logistics and the technical domain.
De valoriser et surtout de transmettre leur savoir-faire.
She adds that these festivals are a must-have if the cultural heritage of the country must be preserved.
Alors, le patrimoine culturel est préservé à travers ces...
These celebrations facilitate the preservation of our cultural heritage because this is an opportunity for even the children from same origin to know where they are from, grow with it, and be able to display before others.
As the year draws to a close, many communities across the country organize festivals to celebrate their unique identities and strengthen their cultural bonds. For culture is a language of all speech.
Indeed, Joyce Cliff-Tata. And we talk sports now. More than 150 professional and amateur cyclists will take part in the Chantalbia National Mountain Bike Race that kicks off this Friday in Bagofit Sun City in the Upper Nyong Division of the East Region. Pre-event activities, including a sports walk and free health screening, take place today ahead of the official launch of the race in proper. During a meeting between Cameroon's Minister of Sports and Physical Education and his counterpart of the Central Africa, in the presence of the promoter, Public Service Minister Joseph Le, Rudolph Héritier Bonheur Doneng Wanzumu said his five cyclists representing Central Africa are here to secure spots on the podium. And that was the 6:30 a.m. news presented by Kelly Eben. Thanking you for listening. The Matinée de la CIAC TV continues with Steve Chiga.